Rubber game between the Blue Jays and the Yankees. The team from Canada got the win on the 4th of July. How would they fare on the 5th? We pick it up top three.
Martin is running. He is, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. To the back end of the grandstand in right center over the auxiliary scoreboard. Justin smoked that. And Estrada deals swung on. A high drive to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Into the Yankees bullpen. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the judge. And the 1-1. Lined hard down the right field line. It is a base hit going all the way to the wall. Romine scores. Gardner scored. Judge is going to be held. It is a two-run double by Didi Gregorius. Yes, indeedy. Deals to Russell Martin, who hits the first pitch high in the air to deep right center. Ellsbury back on the track. And that ball went into the bullpen. Ellsbury was reaching, and the ball went into the bullpen. A tying home run for Russell Martin. One out, top of the eighth. Game tied at 6. Here's the 3-2. Way outside. Toronto takes the lead on 4 walks.
And here comes Joe Girardi.
And the right-hander Osuna deals. Half swing, struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Toronto wins.
The Blue Jays take it 7-6. Aaron Judge's 29th home run already ties Joe DiMaggio for the most by a rookie in franchise history in 47 fewer games. Quite a roller coaster for the Yankees on Wednesday in the Bronx as they once fell behind 5-0, then scored 6 straight to take a 1-run lead, but the bullpen could not hold it in the late innings as the Yankees fell in the rubber game to Toronto by a 7-6 score. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, in the short term, I'm concerned about him. Long term, I'm not. You know, obviously, he's too good, and his track record's too good for this to continue. But right now, he's off mechanically, and we're trying to get him right, and we're working at it. But just right now, he's struggling. Right now, physically, he's off, and, you know, we have to get him back. We have to get him back online and to where he's throwing consistent strikes, because we've seen him do it, and when he doesn't, he's dominant.
But just as you lose him, you can turn it around and get hot and win a lot of games like we were before, and that's something I think is really important that we do. We are scuffling right now, but we're still having opportunities to win games. We have to find how to win those, find a way to do it. I mean, that's baseball, you know. You're going to go through long stretches, and we got an off day tomorrow, which is probably a good time to have it. Come back fresh Friday and, you know, go try to win a series.
Michael Pineda's been pretty good at Yankee Stadium this season, but Wednesday was a notable exception. The right-hander went just 3-plus innings, giving up 5 runs on 9 hits, including 3 home runs. Here is Pineda speaking to the media following the Yankees' 7-6 loss to the Blue Jays.
Well, you know, like, the last couple of times, you say, like, I'm being focused on throw a little more on my change, and it happens sometimes when you focus on in different pitches, you know? And so I needed just working a little bit more in my slider, go back and steal pitching.
Was it just the slider this afternoon, or do you feel like it's more than that?
¿Crees que solamente fue el slider, o tú crees que en esta salida hubieron dos o tres cosas que tal vez no funcionaron de la manera que tú querías?
Oh, like, you know, it happens sometimes. Like, we have, like, good game and we have really bad game. So today for me is a really tough game. And that's it.
It continues to be a struggle for the once dominant Dellin Betances in 2017. The right-hander threw 27 pitches, only 9 for strikes, as he walked 4 men in the inning, including the go-ahead run to Russell Martin in the 8th, which eventually gave Toronto a 7-6 win. Here was Betances speaking about his struggles following the game.
You know, it's frustrating, obviously. I feel like I'm not consistent with my mechanics right now, and it shows by the walks that I've had. I got to look at some video and try to see what I can find to help myself when I'm out.
When you were out there today, did you not have the confidence that you usually have?
No, I mean, I had the confidence. I went out there to Montero. I just, lost him. And then runner on first, I knew the guy was running, and I couldn't make pitches. guy was bunting. So it's like, you know, I just got to be able to throw it over the plate and let them do what they have to do and, you know, focus on the next guy.
How do you get out of this funk?
You know, I keep looking at stuff to help me. I just feel like I'm too inconsistent with my delivery. There's a run on first. I'm trying to go quick. You know, my timing is just not there right now. And I think if, you know, I find that my stuff is there, but the timing of my delivery is not there, and it's causing me to, you know, fall behind guys and walk out.
How frustrating is it to you?
It's frustrating, obviously, because, you know, obviously, you know, I don't want to be out there, you know, walking four guys, not giving up any hits, and you know, that's results in runs. And, you know, I'm putting guys on, and that's not good. You know, obviously, I'd rather give up hits than walk guys the way I've been doing.
Dylan, do you hear? Do you hear the fans when you're out there?
I'm sorry.
I mean, obviously, you hear, obviously, when you're in a tough spot like that, you try to block them out, but, you know, they're ecstatic because I threw strikes here and there, but, you know, obviously, you don't want to be in that position. Put myself in a tough spot and put the team in a tough spot.
Even in a disappointing Yankee defeat, Aaron Judge continues to make history. His 29th home run of the season already ties the single-season rookie record held by Joe DiMaggio in franchise history, and Judge did this in 47 fewer games. Judge shared his thoughts following Wednesday's loss to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's tough losing games like that in close games. We battled back. You know, we got down the river, we battled back a little bit. You know, it's tough. Just got to regroup and take this off day and get ready for our next home thing.
How excited were you for that opportunity in the ninth?
That's the moment you want to be up. You know, runner on, a chance to win the ball game. That's what you dream of. You know, this wasn't able to come up and get the job done.
Aaron, you tied Joe DiMaggio for the all-time Yankee record for home runs. Well, what's it like to be associated with that kind of name?
It's incredible. Anytime you're in the same sentence as somebody like DiMaggio is pretty incredible. So it's quite an honor.
Does it hurt to see what Dellin's going through right now? You know how great he can be, and to watch him not be able to throw a strike, does it hurt to watch that?
No, we're his teammates. We have his back. You know, he's our guy. So every time he goes out there, I know he's going to go out and do his job. You know, and everyone hits a rough patch every now and then. You know, it's part of the game. But no, we have his back. We got 100% confidence in him.
The way you're going right now, do you expect potential walk there in the seventh as the guard to get the bunk out?
Do I expect it? No, because I'm thinking about what I'm going to do that at bat. You know, I'm thinking about what he's going to try to do to me and what my approach is going to be. So I'm not trying to think about intentional walks.
Aaron, what does this team need to do in the next stretch to try to get out of this slump?
The string hits together. You know, we just got to get our offensive going. And, you know, once we do that, you know, we just start clicking. You know, everyone starts feeding off of that. You know, our defense plays off that. Our pitchers play off that. So we just got to start stringing some hits together, keep having quality at bats, and you know, hopefully the hits will start falling.
Aaron, how excited were you for what Choi did in the day?
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. You see how far he hit that ball? That was incredible. He had some good at-bats. He was battling. He just kept putting the ball in play. There's nothing more you can ask for.
The Yankees will try to regroup on Thursday as they will enjoy an off day.